Hello and welcome to Hole in One, the Goulburn Valley Golf Show. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening on the golf courses around the Goulburn Murray Golf Association. The show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by Jason Welsh and the president of the Goulburn Murray Golf Association, David Roberts. On 1FM, Shepparton Radio.
The Golf Show, with thanks to Next Level Golf. Visit www.nextlevelgolf.com.au and take your game to the next level.
And talking all things next level, we've got Dave Roberts. He is definitely next level. The president of the Goulburn Murray Golf Association to bring our weekly show around the golf, around the region, Hole in One. How do I find you, Dave? How's Tatura on this Saturday morning?
Beautiful, clear blue skies, but I'm guessing that's probably the same everywhere, Mark, is it?
A fine, sunny 32 degrees today, so it's going to be a cracking day for golf.
32, that'll be nice. Yes, I have the privilege this afternoon of playing with Mr. Lincoln Ferrari from Drummond Golf in Shepparton. Drummond do an annual sponsorship at Hilltop, and I think they probably do it at a lot of clubs around the district, so yes, I can bring Lincoln down to my level this week.
Now, being a Ferrari, he'd go around 18 holes pretty quickly, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think he would too, and he goes around pretty quickly because he doesn't have many shots. So, he gets there quicker than most of us.
Now, what if I told you this was the penultimate Saturday of summer?
The penultimate, is it?
Yes.
It's two, because March will be coming up soon and we hit autumn.
Yeah, so the next Saturday, of course, will be the last Saturday of summer.
Yes. You're exactly right, but I think, Mark, you're going to have to do a few jobs on the weather statistics and see we might have to change summer and move it from January to the end of March instead of December, the way the last couple of weeks have been going.
Well, I don't want to, make it into a weather show, Dave, but apparently, according to scientists, we have six seasons now and not four.
Oh, okay.
In the scientific world. Yeah, I was listening to ABC Radio a couple of years ago, and in the scientific world, they've even named the six seasons, so they've renamed all these seasons, and I'll tell you what, they've got names that, I couldn't pronounce them, that's for sure.
Yeah, righto. Well, I better look into that. Probably hot, hot, cold, cold, and in between.
Sounds like my tea last night.
Sorry?
Sounds like my tea last night.
No, I had a wonderful meal at Hilltop last night, so that was good.
I believe they have great meals, and it'd be great now, just on that really quickly, reopening, so I'm assuming Hilltop will be getting big numbers back there from now on.
We announced last night that they're going to open every day except Monday. Another chef in the place, so that will really help. But I'll have to get you over here one night, Mark. It'll be good.
Yeah, if they saw me coming, mate, they'd actually just close the doors, I think.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, I'll tell you what they wouldn't have to do. They wouldn't have to have a salad bar because I wouldn't go near it.
All right, we'll work something out. I'll just put a big sign on you, Dave's guest, and we can eat whatever you like.
All right, no worries, mate. What do you got for us on this Saturday morning?
We better do something about golf, had we?
We better.
Righto, okay, let's go back to last weekend and the end of the Vic Open. Down there at 13th Beach, and Hannah Green blitzed the women, finished with 13 under, ahead of Caris Davidson and Whitney Hillier, who were on minus seven. So Hannah Green had a very good win there. And Kirsten Rudsley was the best amateur. She finished even, so that was good. And in the men, Demetrius Papadakis, he had six under in his final round to finish minus 21. From Ben Campbell from New Zealand, who finished on minus 20, and in third place was Matthew Griffin on minus 16. And poor old John Lyris, he led for the first three rounds and had a bad last round. He shot a 74 on Sunday to finish minus 14 and tied for fifth. And the most local, Zach Murray from up Yarrawonga Way, he was tied for eight on minus 12. So some good scores there. And the best amateur was Hayden Hopewell, who finished minus 9 and tied for 15. So some good scores from the two amateurs there. Now, the thing that I've plugged the last couple of weeks, and we've got to remember now, and they're all smiling, that Papadudas, Campbell and Griffin all get to play in the Open at St Andrews in July. So they will really be pleased about that. Papadudas played in the 2020 Open at Royal Portrush, so he'll have a bit of an idea what he's in for. And at the moment, started Thursday, a couple of days to go, today and Sunday, up at Cobram Baruga. So this is a great thing for Cobram Baruga. The TPS tournament is on there, and in memory of Jared Lyle. So that is very, very good. And it's a mix where the men and the women pros are all playing in the same competition. And at the moment, off of a big win at the Vic Open, Hannah Green is leading. She shot a course record of 7-under for the women on Thursday, and yesterday she shot a minus 6, so she's minus 13. Andrew Evans was equal after the first round. He's now one shot back with on minus 12. But it's interesting in this mixed competition, all in, all one trophy, is four women are in the top 6, so that's a fantastic effort for this tournament. But the other bit of fun that I picked up was Thompson's Beach up there at Cobram Baruga. Actually, Thompson's Beach got classified in the top 20 beaches in Australia. Inland, it's an inland, but you know, right on the river. And yesterday, up there or the day before, they had a challenge. Steph Bunge, Whitney Hillier, Hayden Hopewell and Hayden Barron. The Sporties Club put up $2,500. They'd put extra into the tournament money if anyone could hit it from Thompson's Beach across the river and hit the sign. Well, Whitney Hillier hit it. But it was really good, a good bit of fun to see that, something different, and see those four players really having a good laugh and as they tried that. Internationally, we had the Phoenix Open finished last week. Now, this was overcome by holes in one, but look, let's do the results first, because actually there was a tournament winner, and Scotty Scheffler and Patrick Cantlay both finished minus 16, but Scheffler won the three-hole playoff and finished with $1.4 million in his pocket for his effort. It's his first PGA Tour win, actually, but he's been in the top 10, the top 20 many, many times. So Scotty Scheffler's broken through. But I guess for the tournament, the TV coverage was the highlight of the... On the 16th hole, they call it the party hole, it was lined by big stadium seats. It's a bit like one side of the MCG. And on day two, Sam Ryder, and then day three, Carlos Ortiz, they both had holes in one. Well, the crowd just went off their heads. There was beer thrown in the air. There were cups and cans thrown everywhere, out onto the green, in the bunkers. From my point of view, I just thought that was terrible behaviour, and that's been the same thoughts of a few other people during the week. But, you know, the party hole, the cheering's probably good to get that going, but oh, that throwing of cans, that to clean up before the next group could tee off. Anyway, young Aussie Wim Wu Lee, he said that there should be more party holes to get people enjoying golf and having fun, but he said, put a stop to throwing the beer and the cans. And I think, well, try and tell the American spectators that win and see how you get on. And the other thing for people listening, some people might be following this with interest and you can let me know, is this Super League of Golf that Greg Norman has a big hand in, that they're trying to get going in Saudi Arabia. And it's just so the Saudi princes can spend, I guess, millions and millions of dollars. And their plan is this Super League to pay the best players to come and play in these tournaments that they're going to run in Saudi Arabia. The only thing I can try and liken it to, and I'll have to do some more work on it, is the International Premier League thing, cricket, that India has taken over with. So where there's big money, they're trying to hack into it. But there's been a bit of a negative push. Oh, no, I won't say negative, an anti-push from some of the top players led by Phil Mickelson, saying, look at the human rights record of Saudi Arabia and their treatment of women not allowed equal opportunity. Why on earth are we trying to start Super League golf in that country? So it's going to be interesting how this pans out. As I said, I'll have to follow it. I'm going to put a special mention into a mate of mine, David Blake. He's actually been a guest on this show. And actually, Blakey got a gig as a rules referee and part of the European tour that was in Saudi Arabia last week, the week before, not part of this Super League, part of their tour. And Blakey was really happy to be to get a gig as a referee, rules referee. So he's a great guy on the rules, and I think he might be in Thailand now or pretty shortly. District stuff, pennant finals, semi-finals last week at Maroopna. Hilltop played Valley View and won 3-2. There were a couple of big wins and big losses in the pairs, but panned out for Hilltop to get. But the highlight was 2-all. And Ray Nicholson from Hilltop was on his own. His partner had some problems and didn't get there. So Ray, as a single, had to play a pair of Valley View guys. And Ray ended up winning and got Hilltop into the final. At Hilltop, the other venue, Rushworth Merrigan took on Yumurka. Poor old Yumurka got through the whole season undefeated. But Rushworth Merrigan were just too good last Sunday and dished out a 4-1 win. So tomorrow, Sunday the 20th of Feb, over at Valley View. Valley View is going to host the final. In the men, Rushworth Merrigan will play Hilltop starting at 8:15. And in the women, Cobram Baruga will play Shep Blue starting at 9:15. So thank you to Valley View for hosting that. I'll see you early in the morning. I better set my alarm. Speaking of Valley View, the scores around the traps now. Quite Day leaderboard for their Summer Cup didn't change much. Best score, Brad Evans. He was a comfortable winner of B grade with 39 points. And Alan Horsler was the A grade winner with 35 points on a countback. Well done, Alan. The club captain had a bit of a win there, so that's good. And in the ladies' comp, Helen Emery played to a handicap with 36. Good to see Helen still playing some great golf. She's been a very good golfer throughout the district. On Tuesday, Lee Turner won A grade with 41 points and Jack Hammond won B grade with 39 points. They make a special mention to David Collins, who looked after their pennant team, and bad luck that they didn't make the final. Hilltop, the big news at Hilltop this week, last Saturday, Judy Baker. She had a hole-in-one on the sixth hole. So well done, Judy. Great effort. Joe Dizio won Tuesday's Stableford event with 38 points. Thursday's was won by Ronnie Popple on 38. Twilight was won by Peter Ned Kelly-Fitties. He just keeps winning Twilight all the time. We're going to have to do something about Peter. Saturday, we played Medley Multiplier Stableford, where you get the scores on each hole in a pairs format. So if someone has four shots for 3 points and their partner has a bad hole and gets zero, three times zero is zero. You get a baddie. But the winners were Neil McCanty and Ellen Gale. And this is something else. I've never heard of this before. They had one hole with 20 points. So if anybody knows of that, you could let me know. I've heard a few 16-pointers, but both those guys birdied the seventh. Neil had one shot, so got 4 for 4. Alan Gale got two shots based on his handicap, so he had 4 for 5, four fives of 20. Now, I've never heard of that in a Maldi Stableford event before, so that's why I'm giving that a bit of a plug. Someone might let me know if it has happened. As well as the hole-in-one on the 6th, Judy Baker had the best individual score of the day with 42 points. And their report rounds off with their great win in Pennant, and they're off to play the final tomorrow. And next Thursday, the Twilight event was going to have a barbecue and a cross-country. So that's always a bit of fun. Monthly medal for the women, sponsored by Drummond Golf and Newton's Parcel Service. A little bit of a sprinkle of rain early, but I don't think it got on the ground much. Beck Jeff has got a revenge after being runner-up last month and won the medal with a 70 net. And Bev Roberts, well done, Bev. She won B grade. The nine-hole comp, Royal and Harris, 40 net to win that. The women held their annual general meeting on Wednesday. Judy Baker's gone in as president. Bev Roberts has gone back in as captain, and Linda O'Shaughnessy is secretary. Down at Nagambi, Moz Fowler won the monthly medal with plus three. Karen Thompson won C grade with plus two. And Mick O'Connell won Twilight on a count back from Karen Wallace. But on a sad note, condolences from the district, condolences from the Nagambi Golf Club, the passing of Bruce Forbes. He was a life member at Nagambi and a long-time member and a great instigator and worker for improvements on the golf course. So condolences to the Forbes family on the passing of Bruce. Up to Numurkah, gone from the two ends here, south to north. Jill Wilson, now this, I reckon this is another record for the golf show here. I reckon 4 weeks in a row I've read that Jill Wilson has won one of the grades at Numurkah. So well done, Jill, you're really into it. Margot McGrath took out Division 1 with 35 points. Saturday, two-person Ambrose, they played. They're always a bit of fun. Tracy Colston and Pauline Davies had a terrific two under par. So two good golfers, well done, and a good effort there. Multiple winners in Chook Run. Nola Dalton, Loris Ashton and Deddy Carnes all finished the same. Jan Stevens won Division 2, just ahead of Jill Wilson. There you go, Jill again. Bev Hutchins, good on you, Shankster. She won three nearest the pins in 1 week. The Sunday Pennant team, they played Cobram Baruga. It was their last game. The women, Cobram Baruga, got there, but I've got to put in a big plug. Nola Dalton and Shankster had a huge win, 7 up and 6 to go, probably one of the biggest wins of the year. So well done, Shankster. I said I'd give you a plug, and you've done it well. But the other good thing that's really pleasing for myself and the committee is it's the first time Numurkah have put a women's team into Sunday Pennant, and they said they enjoyed it, so they're going to make sure they get into there again next year. Frank Houlihan on Thursday won the Bear Challenge with their Stableford. He racked up 39 points to beat the captain, Ronnie Always Smith. He always gets a mention because he always wins something. That's why they call him Always. Kerry Collins took out B grade with 38 points. The boiled lollies, we ready? The boiled lollies went to Mick Duffett, who only had 23 points. And the Mickey Mouse is bad start. Ronnie, their captain, slept in, got everything wrong, so I won't go into all the details. So bad luck, Ronnie. It's about time you deserve something to cop you a bit of stir. Paul Collins and David Gilmore took out Saturday's Ambrose. And that's the end for Numurkah. That'll do. I'd better start running for time. Go back to Maroopna. On Saturday, a big field, 101 men and 20 ladies out there. Greg Freer won Division 1 with 42 points. Josh Catalano won B grade, or Division 2, with 41 points. Wow, and Division 3, Con Ballas on 44 points. There you are, all three winners all above 40. Ladies' best was Annette Gallagher again on 40 points. Well done. Tuesday, Division 1 was won by Alan Treves. Well, Alan Treves, well done, Alan. Good to see really consistent, supportive golfer over there at that club. Well done, Alan. Division 2, Kevin Greed. Well done, Greedy, 41 points. Geez, they're doing some good scores there. Wednesday, ladies out, Julie Evans with 37 points, and the nine-hole best was Chris Burrows with 18 points. And Twilight, Jake won on with 20, and on Thursday, Steve Reeves won with 42. Shep, they played par on Tuesday. A-grade was won by David Farram. Well done, David. David's the husband of our captain, Mandy. David also got an eagle's nest. He had an eagle on the par 4 15th, but bad luck. Someone had an eagle the week before, and David only collected one golf ball. So I did have a little laugh about that at your expense, David, so my apologies. B-grade saw Lloyd Olin winning with plus 3. Well done, Lloyd. Lloyd won the District Volunteer of the Year last year, so he's a great worker at Shepparton, so good to see him win again at golf as well. Wednesday, ladies, Division 1, 36 points was won by Leslie Powell. Tanya Orchard won Division 2 with 36 points. Men's Chook Run, 23 points. Michael Cully won that one. Thursday, Stableford, supported by Jeff Young Shoes. That's if you had to walk too far, you got a pair of shoes to walk on. Ian Brown won A-grade with 41. B-grade, Jaden Hexter with 42. Another lot all in the 40 points. Friday, Women's Chook Run. 19 points was won by Carolyn Scott. And Will Prince supported Men's and Ladies Saturday. A-grade with 38 points, Alan Favaro. Second on 36 was James Farram. So Farram family doing well. And he won on a count back against Jason Welsh and Peter Toy. We know Jason Welsh here at the radio station, and Peter Toy is the captain at Shep. So bad luck, Poop, but you're up there with them. B-grade, Shane McDonald was on top with 38 points. Shane Feller won C-grade with 41 points. And the ladies' winner was Karen Sharon on 39. Brett Barnes won their Sunday competition. Down at Kyella, I got Kyella and Kai Parkland to go. Saturday par, men's A-grade, Tim Gubbin. Well done, Tim. He was square. And in B-grade, Glenn Kiker on plus 3. Wednesday women, they only played a nine-hole comp down there. They must be all very intelligent ladies and decided not to get too hot and play 18 holes. But Mary Petty won with 18 points for their nine-holer. And then on Thursday, great club stalwart Tom Martin won the par event for the men on plus 1. To finish off over west at Kai Parkland, last Saturday, stroke some good scores. Former club champion Bob Troy shot a 60 off the stick. Remember, it's all par 3s at Parkland, so don't get excited with some of these low scores. Yeah, it's 51 net. Greg Woods won B-grade also with 51 net, and Russell McClay had a 48 net to claim the C-grade trophy. Mary Elliott won women's A-grade with 53 net. Lynn Berry won B-grade with 54, and C-grade Kathy Ristrom with 49. Tuesdays, Kathy Bell, lady captain over there, another great work around the club. Good to see some of these people winning. Kathy won A-grade with 35 points. B-grade went to Pam Stokes with 41 and broke a handicap, and Bev Wickham won C-grade with 34 points. Paul Price won Wednesday's men, and Fred Roberts is a good name, also had 38 points to win B-grade. And there finishes Round the Traps, and there finishes the golf show for this 19th of February.
No worries, Dave, you've done a great job. We'll do it all again next week.
Okay, mate, the last of summer.
Yeah, it'll be the last Saturday of summer next weekend. I can't believe that.
Thank you, Mark. All the best. Have a good week.
No worries. Good golfing, Dave. That was Dave Roberts there, of course. Hole in One was the show. President of the Goulburn Valley Golf Association. It's brought to you with thanks to Next Level Golf. We'll do it all again just after 10 o'clock next Saturday.
Next Level Golf. Take your game to the next level.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.